This is Kent Lindquist back with the second hour of The Feeling of Jazz here on Lakeshore 89.1 FM. And we're going to continue with our highlight artist of the week, the Count Basie Orchestra, the Atomic Count Basie Band, it was known during this period. We're going to continue to do some live tracks from the Crescendo Club in L.A. circa 1958. And this is a little thing, Nice Easy Blues. Written by the trumpet man in the band, Joe Newman, called Slats.
Thank you.
right. That was the Count on the Coast, our highlight artist of the week, the Count Basie Orchestra. That was a little easy blues written by the trumpet man Joe Newman in the band, and Joe is the one who took that nice muted trumpet solo on that particular track. Okay, now we're going to turn to one of my favorite bop artists, and this is Hank Mobley, a great tenor sax man. Turned out many an album on the Blue Note label. And this is a little composition written by Hank called Funk in a Deep Freeze. And this is from a Blue Note album called The Hank Mobley Quintet, All-Star Aggregation. Each one is a leader in his own right. Art Farmer on trumpet, Horace Silver on piano, Dud Watkins on bass, Art Blakey on drums. Recorded by Rudy Van Gelder in Hackensack, New Jersey. That's where everybody went to record their Blue Note albums. And this is Hank Mobley's composition, Funk in a Deep Freeze. Thank you. was the Hank Mobley Quintet doing a Hank Mobley composition, Funk at a Deep Freeze. Of course, that was Hank there on tenor sax in the front line. Along with him was Art Farmer on trumpet, and backing him up was Art Horace Silver on piano. All right, it's back to the Basie Band, and this is another Neil Hefti arrangement composition that the Count was playing so many of during this particular era, because he wrote and arranged most of the compositions on his famous roulette record, the Atomic Mr. Basie. And so let's listen to the Atomic Band live in L.A. circa 1958 doing Hefti's Cute. All right, that's a little thing called Cute. That was to show off the drumming expertise of Sonny Payne. As one disc jockey used to say, Sonny Payne would do everything on drums except impale himself on the drumsticks. He did show off his talent on that particular rendition of Neil Hefti's Cute. All right, now we're going to do something by some old pros that got together and did a nice version of an old Irving Berlin tune, This Year's Kisses. This is a great tune that isn't played nearly enough. As a matter of fact, the liner notes do help me out here a little bit. It was introduced in 1937 in the film On the Avenue, doing all Irving Berlin tunes. And I've got that DVD, and it's if you get a chance to watch it sometime on TCM or whatever, you ought to catch it because it's got some great music. But this is a jazz version of that tune, and includes Lester Young on tenor sax, Vic Dickinson on trombone, Roy Eldridge on trumpet, Teddy Wilson on piano. This Year's Kisses. Thank you. That was Irving Berlin's great tune, This Year's Kisses, played by the Jazz Giants of 56. That included Roy Eldridge on trumpet, Vic Dickinson on trombone, and Lester Young on tenor sax, along with Teddy Wilson there on piano. We can't forget also that rhythm section of Gene Ramey on bass and Joe Jones on drums. All right, back to Count Basie on the coast, West Coast, circa 1958. At the crescendo, and this is a little thing whipped up by the tenor sax man in the band, Frank West, along with Count Basie. Count Basie and his orchestra playing Blue on Blue.
Thank you.
That was Blue on Blue, a composition written by the tenor man and the Count Basie band, Frank West, along with the leader, Count Basie, and at the Crescendo in L.A. Toshiko Akiyoshi out of Japan. Toshiko, as a young lady in the mid-50s in Japan, was playing jazz piano, and so impressed Oscar Peterson, who was on a Japanese tour or a Far East tour at that time, that he recommended that Norman Granz, the producer of records in the United States, record her. And she came over here and set the jazz world on fire with her great piano artistry. This is from her LP called The Many Sides of Toshiko, cut in 1957 in New York City. And she does George Gershwin's composition, The Man I Love, backed up by Gene Cherico on bass and Jake Hanna on drums. Thank you. Toshiki Akiyoshi doing George and Ira Gershwin's composition, The Man I Love. Now it's back to the Basie Band, and this is a favorite of all the jazz aficionados that were following the Basie Band at this time, a little thing that was put together by the tenor sax man in the band, Frank Foster. They played this innumerable times, Shiny Stockings.
Thank you.
Oh, that was a favorite of the Basie Band in the late 50s. Shiny Stockings, written by the tenor sax man in the band, Frank Foster. Well, we're going to continue with a little count on the coast out of the Crescendo Club in L.A. And here's another Frank Foster composition by the Basie Orchestra, Who Me? The Count Basie Orchestra Shouting Again, the Atomic Basie Band, 1958 in the L.A., and it was a swinger written by the tenor man in the band, Frank Foster. Well, I'd like to remind you, you've been listening to Feeling Jazz for the better part of the last 2 hours here on the Lakeshore, 89.1 FM. We're here every Sunday night from 8 to 10. We hope you'll join us again next week for some more fine swinging sounds. I'm going to close the show out with something by Les McCann from his Pacific Jazz LP. Les McCann plays The Truth, and this is the title track, The Truth.